Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. And every week here on Connections, we talk to individuals that are doing great work in the community, like Steve Sparks. Good morning.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, a pleasure to have you back. We've been talking about the Stepping Up initiative for really several months. Steve, just put it into context for us. Generally, what is the Stepping Up initiative?
Well, let's just talk about our jail. We have 161 beds in our jail, and approximately 30-35% of the inmates suffer from mental illness and addiction. And it's unfortunate, it's sad to think about, but that's the only place we have for many who suffer that way is to go to jail. If a sheriff deputy arrests someone who is homeless and is urinating on the street, they pick them up, and it's likely that they'll go to jail, and it's likely that they'll stay in jail longer. It's likely that when we send them away, when they complete their sentence, they'll wind up back in jail because we really don't have the infrastructure in the community as we had three decades ago. And for many years now, we've been defunding treatment in the community, and it's slowly evolving back. We have pieces of the puzzle in Lincoln County, but they're all siloed, and there's gaps. There's so huge gaps.
But let's go back here. Let's go back to that defunding of, for lack of maybe a more specific term, institutions?
Yes, I mean, defunding treatment resources. Resources that help the less fortunate who may not have a family, who may be homeless, who may be mentally ill and outcasts. We have a percentage of our population that we're responsible for as healthy citizens to take care of. We have some services, but they're disconnected, they're siloed, and it's not easy to navigate through our community to keep those individuals out of jail. Yeah. So the jail ends up being a place to house the mentally ill and the folks who are addicted. So that's what we're trying to move away from with the Stepping Up initiative.
You know, but Steve, and I want to tie this back into you because you just said that we're responsible for. Not everybody feels that way, but you do. And that brings me to what drives you in this work? Because you do care about the community. You care that these people, you know, people suffering from mental illness get, you know, the treatment they need. What's made you passionate about this work?
What's made me passionate about it, I was born in 1946, right after World War II. My father came home from World War II, survived Pearl Harbor. He was out there for 4 or 5 years, so I was born in that time frame. My family history is full of severe dysfunctional behaviors and mental health issues and addiction. So just me personally have a lot of empathy and compassion for families that suffer that way. And once I started doing research on it a few years ago, and as an author, I wrote a book about it, and I just discovered that I wasn't alone. There are thousands of families. This issue affects all of us personally.
Yeah.
I can't find a person or a family that has not been touched in some way by mental health challenges and addiction challenges. It's amazing. So we're not alone. So I feel as a citizen, as a senior citizen, that we can't kick the can down the road. We have to make it right. And the Stepping Up initiative is a broader initiative addressing a lot of these problems in the community to bring that treatment infrastructure back, build a community solution rather than, well, I guess all we have is the jail. We'll send them over there. And, you know, that's not a healthy thing to do. They never get better. We send them out. They come back.
Yeah.
We just don't have. Other counties, we're surrounded by counties that have been doing this for some of them 10 years, Clackamas, Yamhill, Multnomah. So we have models to fix this. It's just that Lincoln County is becoming more strategic now. We are learning how to be strategic, so now we're ready to take advantage of opportunities to do things like the Stepping Up Initiative.
Excellent. Steve Sparks, working on the Stepping Up Initiative. Steve, thanks for laying down the groundwork. And when we come back after the break, let's talk about this sequential intercept mapping. Kind of big words there, but let's break it down and turn it into practical information. We'll be back in a moment on Connection. We're back on Connections talking to Steve Sparks. He's been working tirelessly on the Stepping Up Initiative. And for those listening, do remember that you can go find this information on Lincoln County's website, at least some of the information. We're continuing to build a page on the site that has much of what we're talking about here, media releases regarding the Stepping Up Initiative, videos, links to resources, as well as the recent media release we sent out, Steve, on the sequential intercept mapping and how it's really a pretty big deal that we've been awarded funding to do this process. How do we dive into that? First of all, what is sequential intercept mapping?
Let me start this way and talk about the world of funding in the 21st century just a bit. We know, and what we're learning in Lincoln County, is that we have to be more strategic. If we're going to fund a new initiative that we really need, it's very critical and urgent. We're going up against competitive funding. So in the case of the sequential intercept map, which I'll get to in a second, we had to pass a readiness test. And I'll just give you a quick example of that. When we first started this process, we were in the sort of the ad hoc phase. Mm-hmm. And when we launched this last year, we moved very quickly into more cooperation and coordination, more collaboration, more consolidation. And we went from, and this is an intensity readiness continuum, they call it, but we went from like 2 or 3 to almost 10 to the integration phase. That's why we won it. We won it because we showed that we were ready for this. So we had, there were 57 applicants around the country for this technical assistance support, which is absolutely critical. In fact, one of the 3 major goals of the Stepping In, Up Initiative is to go through this needs assessment phase of it that requires professional services and technical assistance. So we were ended up being 1 of 7 counties in the entire country who were awarded this opportunity because we learned how to be strategic, and that's why we won it.
Well, we've got our ducks in a row, right?
We have our ducks in a row.
It sort of means we are ready to go to the next level.
This is a big deal. Like you said, this is a really big deal for Lincoln County. It's a big win for the citizens of Lincoln County. It's a big win for the children and families of Lincoln County. We have an opportunity here that I don't think we've had in many, many years to really change the dynamic in Lincoln County to make us a 21st century community.
Good. Okay. So what is it?
The sequential intercept mapping process is simply to gather the stakeholders that are involved in the treatment and the health and the mental health and the addiction in our community to take care of those who in the most need. It's really treatment services for addictions, hospital services, it's police and law enforcement. But I'll just give you an idea of who will be in the room for this 2-day workshop that's coming up at the end of August. And that gives you a feeling for how we're going to bring everybody together and build a partnership. In the mental health community, we'll have community-based resources, mental health centers, clinics, behavioral health, hospitals for the substance abuse end of our treatment. We'll have outpatient resources connected to this. Case management will be involved. Detoxification. Detoxification is a big, big challenge here, and this gives us a good example of why we're in the situation that we have now. Detox is a community solution. It's not just the hospital. If you put folks that need detox in the hospital for weeks, it's too expensive. We only want to keep them in ER. We only want them in the hospital for a few days if they need to be there. Once they're ready to leave the hospital in a few days, there's no place to send them.
Yeah.
We have gaps in sending folks out to the community to get treatment. We also have gaps on the other side of it when folks that are challenged with mental health or addiction to keep them from going into jail. So we'll build up and gather all the community resources to make this happen. Criminal justice is a big aspect of this. That's why Sheriff Landers is leading the charge for the Stepping Up initiative in his organization. This is very important to them because they have 35% or so, or 30% of their beds are dedicated to housing the mentally ill and the addiction folks who have to be in there. So he's going to become more efficient. Mm-hmm. And then the criminal justice system is very involved. Consumers are very involved, so we'll have them. Support services like peer-to-peer support in our community. We have pieces of that puzzle in our community, but we need to bring it all together so it's a one community solution initiative. And then we can go for the funding that's going to support that in the long run through a public-private partnership.
So this event is going to bring really these stakeholders together. Is this this particular two-day workshop, is this really something where the public is going to interface in a general way or not yet?
Not yet. This will be we're right in the preparation phase right now. We nailed down the date, August 29th and 30th. Now we're going to work with the stakeholders to vet who's going to participate. And I have the list of just mentioning a couple of resources that we'll bring into it. But there will be approximately 40 participants in this workshop for 2 days. We'll have observers. There might be some research folks in there who may be working on their PhD or maybe some others who will be observing. But really, it will be 40. We're going to do this at the Samaritan Health Ed Center. So the Samaritan Health Service is a major partner in this effort, and they've given us the Ed Center to do this work.
Excellent. Good work.
So
it's coming together. Wait, hold on, Steve. We got to take a break.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back in a moment with Steve Sparks, the Stepping Up Initiative. Stay with us. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. If you've been joining us over the last 20 minutes, we've been talking to Steve Sparks. He is working on the Stepping Up Initiative for Lincoln County. And we talked about what the initiative was. Then we went into this sequential intercept mapping, which is a very strategic piece of fulfilling that Stepping Up initiative. Steve, we've got a short amount of time left. I want you to talk a little to what anybody can do, the average person can do. We see that the community, the organizations, government, non-government, healthcare are all sort of collaborating and working together, and that's all good, and it's got some momentum. For people that aren't within those subcultures, what are some good things to think about? What could we do possibly?
Well, I think the awareness is a big part of this, to be mindful of the challenges we have in the community like this that we really need to own up to, and we shouldn't be kicking the can down the road. We don't always see it. But Families are touched by this. Just about every family you talk to is touched by the challenges of mental health and addiction in their own families. And we often see folks roaming the streets or sitting on the streets with signs, and we have them over at the Avery building in the Department of Human Services over there. We have them in the jail. We need to be more mindful of this challenge because it affects many families. We don't always talk about it, but we need to start talking about it. And I'm getting around doing a lot of outreach, radio interviews, presentations to the Rotary Club and boards of nonprofits, and it's a massive outreach. So anybody that's listening should go to the Lincoln County website, get educated on this topic, talk to your neighbors about it, talk to your friends about it, let them know what's going on, and be mindful of it. Yeah. Be mindful of it and be supportive of it, because this is an embarrassment to most people. It's very personal, and often you feel guilty about it. Why haven't we done something about this before? How yeah. can we justify putting the mentally ill and the folks with addiction into our jails for 3 months at a time? How do we do this? Yeah. So most citizens really get take it personally when you talk to them, so they need to be mindful. That's what I do. I was in the category of somebody that really didn't know anything about it until I was 64 years old.
Yeah.
So awareness. Awareness is the key.
Yeah. Well, there's a waking up piece here, maybe that can happen for me, for you, for anyone. I certainly took the mental health first aid training, 8 hours.
That's right.
Super valuable. Really brought a lot of this together for me, helped it gel a lot. Also gave me some tools. If I'm ever in a situation with someone who's in a traumatic state. So that's a good thing, right?
Well, yes. Well, there's another larger, broader focus in America right now. It's called trauma-informed care. Mm. And it's another effort that each and every community needs to go through so you can become a trauma-informed community. So it's all part of the national initiative to be more aware, more conscious, more deliberate about those who suffer from mental health and addiction.
Yeah.
And that the trauma-informed, I attended a seminar last week about trauma-informed care. And the Stepping Up Initiative is really part of the whole trauma-informed care message.
Yeah. And this sounds like something that you will be driving us towards doing.
Absolutely. We want to become, Lincoln County wants to become, it's a larger goal, a trauma-informed community, a trauma-informed county.
Yeah. And I think one thing that our listeners can do is also Google that. I mean, you know,
Google trauma-informed care, trauma-informed care.
I think what you're saying, Steve, really makes a lot of practical sense on a lot of levels. I mean, I think we kind of get this once we're presented, you know, with the scope of the problem. And for example, we sent out that media release last week on the Sequential Intercept. You know, here came an email of a very capable person in the community who says, hey, I have some skills that I can bring to the table. And we want people to know that, email us. I mean, you know, if you've got some special skills, you want to get involved, there are some things that you can do, you know, reach out.
I met with that individual yesterday, Casey, and he is in a position to help us with connections to higher education so that we might be able to get a PhD candidate here to do research on what we're doing in Lincoln County. Yeah. That's exactly a good example of getting others involved. I met someone a week ago in Yahats who is engaged in this area. We bring those people in. Once folks find out about what we're doing, they become attracted to helping out. So we are going to be quite visible with this. Lots of outreach, lots of awareness.
Excellent. Steve, thank you so much. And if you're listening to us, you know, remember, go to the Lincoln County's website. You can find more about it. You know, do the research. It's okay. Look into the issue. There's lots of resources online, and you can really expand your knowledge and come along with us on this effort to improve the health of our community.
That's exactly right.
Steve, and how can we get into contact with you?
Well, I would. I'm going to be out a lot, giving presentations and meeting with folks at different venues like the Rotary and others over time. So call the Lincoln County Commissioner's Office. That's mm-hmm. how the best way to reach me. I work under Commissioner Hall as well as Sheriff Landers.
Well, thank you, Steve. Thanks for your efforts. Thanks for joining us today. And once again, you've been listening to Lincoln County Connections. We'll see you same time, same place next week.